All right, well, let's bow in prayer and we begin our evening together. Father and God in heaven, we're so thankful for this day that you've given to us, especially for the blessing, the opportunity, the privilege we've had to assemble to give you worship and praise. We're thankful for all the attendant blessings, the time that we may involve ourselves in Bible study and prayer, and learning about the needs and the lives of one another, that we may have our eyes opened for opportunities for ministry. We're thankful for opportunities to learn about the needs and the lives of one another, that we may pray for one another. And we pray that you'll hear us when we pray, hear us when we cry, and have our cares and concerns that we present to you. We need you again today. And we ask your blessings on those who mourn the loss of loved ones. We pray for comfort from above. And God, we know you have that ability, and you are able to do that. So we pray for your blessings from above. For those who are traveling, we ask for safe journey. And for those experiencing so much illness, on their behalf, we pray for their well-being. We pray you'll bless Susan and the family. We pray that you'll give them strength and encouragement from friendship and fellowship, and knowing that we pray for them and care for them. But strengthen us from our time together. Draw us closer to you and to one another, we pray. Forgive us of our sins as we confess to you and to one another. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, on Sunday night, as you know, we have the singing and scripture reading and singing and prayers. So we'll follow that same outline program. Pam, I'm going to start with you, and then Jeremy, you get a song too tonight.
601.
Sometimes numbers ring a bell with me, and sometimes they don't. Let God lead us along. I got an eye on that. I'm going to sing first and last, so we can give everybody an opportunity to select a song. 601.
My God and I go in the fields together. We walk and talk as good friends should and do. We clasp our voices, ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows you. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with
some humor in this, because I like to sing this song sitting down, because it doesn't mean physically stand up. I appreciate the message of the song. You know, there's times in our lives when we have to stand up for our faith and what we believe, when somebody says this song, can we sit to sing this song? Even though the physical posture is good too. So, yes.
Don Blackwell, he preaches from a wheelchair.
And right.
He says, I think I'm a little bit offended of this. He says, I never really noticed how many people have double chins in our
country. Oh, yeah. When they stand up to sing this song, he's looking up at them. He's sitting down. 648.
And have stand up our Jesus, the soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead.
Ten sixteen. don't know if I can sing this the way it's written or the way I learned it. You just have to follow me at first and last. Because I don't add to the "don't you know that." I just hold a note and let the congregation sing "don't you know that." Okay. And I'll hold the note long enough for you to get all those words into it. Maybe. 10:16.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. When I go to work, I'm gonna let it shine.
Scripture for us and lead us in a prayer, please. 881.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold.
Psalm 119, verses 57 to 64. As you are my portion, Lord, I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all of my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. The earth is filled with your love, Lord. Teach me your decrees. Let us pray. Dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we're just so very grateful and thankful for this time that we have to assemble here to worship you, to lift our voices in praise to you, Lord. And Lord, it is because of your love. Your love is what fills all of man's heart. It fills the earth with all that makes for us Christians life to be so secure and so joyous here on earth. You give us hope. We believe and we trust in your promises, and we know that you will always come through on your promises. And the one promise is that we will have eternal life with you through your Son, Jesus. And again, that's what makes us so secure in our faith, knowing that you will deliver us. Our sins will be washed away and forgiven because of what Jesus has done for us. And so, Lord, we have turned from our ways. We've all repented. And we seek to live in righteousness. And we do continue to ask you for guidance here on earth, that you do lead us from temptation, from the evil one. And continue to guide our eyes and our feet on our walk here on earth to look for those that need to know you, Lord. Again, it's our prayer that you'll continue to use us as your instruments in any way that you can to help promote the gospel, the good news, which Jesus provides for us. So, Lord, continue to be with us through this worship service. It is our prayer that as we continue to worship and praise you, Lord, that it will be like a sweet aroma to you as all this comes from our hearts. Again, we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
There was a verse in the middle of that reading that one of my favorites, whenever I use it in a sermon, I have to stop and give an illustration. It's the same illustration every time. But it's that verse that where it says, at midnight I'll arise and give thanks. Now, he's not talking about the time on the clock. But one time, Christine's parents, her dad, Daryl, told me a story. He said, you know, when they were elderly and Christine's mom was experiencing Alzheimer's, they usually go to bed quite early, 8:30 or so, but he'd have to get up at midnight and use the restroom. And one time he did that, and when he finished, he came back out, and Wilma got up too and had to lie down with making the bed. I said, well, Daryl, what'd you do? He said, well, I helped her finish making it, and then we walked in the living room and sat on the on a sofa and covered up with the Afghan, and I just thank God for 62 years of marriage. At midnight, I'll rise and give thanks. So, but I think that I just wanted to hear that story again. At midnight, I'll do that. Let me see. Corey, I think I'm to you. For
517.
Five. Okay. 517. I pitched that last song, that mansion, low on purpose. Paula came to me last time we had a thing and said, "You pitched that one song really low." I said, "Yeah, because it had some high notes." I did that on purpose.
Brian, did you write "Help" in this book?
Help. I need help.
Well, I got a book here with "Help" wrote on it.
Oh, really? Somebody probably heard me lead this thing.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day, day I will never forget. After I've wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend, He met the needs of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy, I am telling, He made all the darkness depart. Heaven bound in glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my life was turned to day. The love of God is greater far. every tongue, on earth the quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the law of God above, will drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to
Six thirteen.
to him does he. SBC. Oh yes, he cares, I know he cares, his heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares.
There we go. Odell.
10.
Choose a high one, Odell, at the very end. Number 10.
Just get you through.
Whoa, C, D. Straight C. High C. High C doesn't work on that fight. Okay. Do me so.
A mighty fortress is our God. Every hand are shouting victory. Their song.
All right. Mike, you got the last song?
That's the 315.
I'm sorry, say that again?
315.
315. First and last. 315.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but lost, and poor contempt on all my pride. Where the whole realm of nature mine, there were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
All right. Well, don't forget ladies' Bible class. I think there would still be, maybe Ginger will be down here. Carol will be away, but might be a ladies' Bible class. Usually they call out the ladies and send them a text or something. Wednesday, general Bible study, 4 o'clock here at the building on Wednesday afternoon. And brother, will you teach the class, or will you bring Brother Norman? Okay. All right, let's have our closing prayer.
Let's pray. Father God, God Almighty, we just come to thank you for this day. Thank you for all the rich blessings that you continue to shower upon us. We thank you for the love that you continue to spread throughout our lives. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that guides us in all truth. We thank you for your darling Son, Jesus Christ, who made that supreme sacrifice for all of us. Father God, we just come thanking you for the forgiveness of our sins, that we, the trespasses that we have done in our lives. We just thank you for your grace and mercy. God, we actually be with those Christians that are struggling to maintain this faith. Pray that you remove those obstacles that prevent them from being steadfast. Pray for those that are teaching out in this world. Pray that they continue to follow your word and continue to do the things that please you. We ask Father God to be with all Christians, praying that we can submit ourselves 100%, not 95%, but 100% towards your will. Pray that we can be with all the churches throughout the Christ, throughout this world, that they be in unity and speak your word. Pray for the leaders of the land. Pray that they look to you for guidance. Look for you to straighten out this world. We pray for all the Christians throughout this world, Father, that we can continue to be an ambassador of Christ. Father God, we ask you to be with us, that we depart this place of worship, and that we can see each other the next part of time. In the name of Jesus.